Investigators for the United Nations Human Rights Commission in Geneva wrote the report, which concludes the United States is violating the rights of detainees in prison in Guantanamo Bay by not bringing them to trial before an independent tribunal. The report says the United States should either bring the detainees to trial or free them. At the White House, spokesman Scott McClellan dismissed the report.
The International Committee for the Red Cross has been provided full access to the detainees. The military treats detainees humanely, as directed by the President of the United States. And, you know, the United Nations should be making serious investigations across the world. And there are many instances in which they do when it comes to human rights. This was not one of them. And I think it's a discredit to the UN when a team like this goes about rushing to report something when they haven't even looked into the facts.
Nevertheless, at the United Nations, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said the Guantanamo facility should be closed as soon as possible. Meanwhile, in Iraq, newspapers published the newly released pictures of prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib prison more than 2 years ago. Man in the street reaction was harsh.
We should pay heed to such acts and violations, and they should not be ignored. The violations are endless by U.S. and British troops.
These latest pictures from Abu Ghraib were taken at the same time as the earlier photos of abuse by U.S. guards 3 years ago that triggered a worldwide scandal. At a U.S. congressional hearing Thursday, Democratic Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur expressed dismay.
I think the United States has lost its moral authority in this so-called war on terrorism across the Islamic and the Persian world. And I ask myself every day, what can we possibly do to regain it?
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who was testifying before the congressional panel, was quick to condemn the instances of prisoner abuse.
The Department of Defense, from the beginning of this conflict, has had a policy that prohibits torture. It has not permitted it. We do not today. The people are trained to avoid it, and there's no question but that there was conduct that was improper, and people were court-martialed, and people have been sent to prison.
Despite these actions, Abu Ghraib prison remains in the Arab world synonymous with prisoner abuse. Bill Rogers, VOA News.